injury problems with Musalia Haidara, the fact that he's not made it, means it's a very, very big day for Kevin Mbabu.
Yeah, it's a great day for him. Deserves his opportunity as well, in all honesty. I thought he came on and he showed great energy on Wednesday night coming on. He looked unfazed by it. We know it's a tough game to come into, let's not kid ourselves, but we wanted to have a bit of continuity. We felt it was important to try and keep as much of the goalkeeper back four together as we possibly could, and rather than making a couple of changes and playing somebody like Chancel out of position again, we just think Kevin deserves an opportunity. And if you're going to have, you know, if you're going to have an academy system, you've got to put these kids in if the opportunity comes, and this is an opportunity for him today. We're in a situation where Musadio and Paul Dummett are both injured, so we don't have another left back in there, and I'm sure Kevin will enjoy it. He's played left back before. He's enthusiastic. He's energetic. He'll be committed. He'll be wholehearted, and that's what we all want, isn't it? We want a team who are prepared to go and work their socks off, go and be committed to this football club. And I'm quite sure we'll get that from Kevin Mbabu today.
And on the plus points, fitness-wise, Jack Colback fit, and you've gone back to Colback and Anita as a pair.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've Jack missed the game. He's had about three or four whacks on his calf, to be honest with you. And it's sod's law in football. If you've got something that's hurting, you get a kick on it again. So he was struggling for Wednesday. He trained on Friday, and he's available for the game today. So we've gone back to him. We think today is going to be one of them games. We've all seen Chelsea. We all know what sort of side they are. They look to try and thread little balls through the middle of the park, and they don't tend to use their width a hell of a lot. They have wide players who come in off the line in Willian, Hazard, Pedro, whoever it is who's going to play, and that's what we expect today. So we want to make sure that we have a solid centre of the pitch. We think with the centre halves, we think with our midfield, that will give us that. But the big thing we want today is we want a wholehearted performance. We want players who are going to go and play with a bit of spirit and get the fear off. There's no point being scared of anybody. Go out and play. Go out and enjoy the occasion. And let's see what happens.
And Alexander Mitrovic.
Yep.
Back from suspension.
Yep.
And you need, I mean, you'd love to get a goal into him, wouldn't you?
I think he just needs that, doesn't he? He's got the enthusiasm, he's got the sheer desire. And over these last couple of weeks while he's been suspended, we've had him out at the end of every session doing a bit more. He's so keen to do well, and he wants to work, he wants to do well. We're going to have to tone him down a little bit with his enthusiasm to go for tackles. It may have to be a case of closing down today, but being passive in that he doesn't go and get himself in trouble, because he needs a run of games where he gets on the right side of the officials, and hopefully today will be the start of it. Hopefully he'll be able to go and get hold of the ball for us, be able to go and work those channels. We're looking to get Iosi Perez close to him as well, to see if we can get a little bit closer to a 4-4-2 today, but more a 4-4-1-1, and see if we can go and get bodies into the box, get some attacking shots. You know, the supporters come here to see attacking football, and we didn't provide that on Wednesday night, barring probably the last 5-10 minutes when, you know, the chips are down and you've got to go for it. We need it from the first whistle today, and that's what we're hoping we'll get from the team we've selected.
Good luck, Paul.
Thank you.